Sensor technology originally made for missiles is being tested to protect children from gunfire in schools. Anna King with the Northwest News Network has the story.
To get inside Hermosa Elementary in Artesia, New Mexico, you have to get through one set of doors to get buzzed into another. Then...
So right here in the hallway, this is our first gunshot detector is right here, as you'll see. And then right down the hall is the main frame, the brains of it.
Scott Simers, the facilities manager for the Artesia School District. The gunshot detectors are small, a little bigger than a pack of chewing gum, and use cell phone technology, like microphones. They're wireless, use batteries. They activate when the energy and sound waves of a bullet sets them off. They feed information back to a central computer system.
It's sad that we're in a society that we have to have stuff like this, and that we are testing stuff like this in a school. But the reality is, it happens.
He says the system is designed to distinguish a loud book dropping to the floor from gunfire. It can identify the caliber. It can alert authorities and train cameras on the area where the shots were fired. It can lock doors, sound the building's PA system, and lock perimeter doors automatically, all within seconds. Simer believes all this will work if they ever need it. During testing, they tried to fool it.
We set off some M80 firecrackers in the school. It didn't pick them up.
They also had local police shoot real guns at the school during off hours. The alarms went off and the doors locked like they were supposed to.
It's activated by gunfire.
Jennifer Russell is the co-owner of Eagle Technology of Albuquerque. Her company sells the product for $60,000 to $150,000, but installed it at Hermosa Elementary for free to test it.
It's automatic. You don't have to have a school resource officer or a principal or a superintendent or a teacher or any kind of administrator activate the system.
She acknowledges concerns that the automatic locking of doors could leave someone vulnerable in a hallway. The idea is to get as many people behind locked doors faster, like teachers and students practice in drills and do in real lockdowns. The president of the parent-teacher organization with Hermosa Elementary says they haven't had too close of a look at the new system, but are glad to have anything to help protect kids. Jim Scorpik's grandchildren had a lockdown at their school about 4 years ago.
The youngest one, she was like in kindergarten. She came home pretty emotional because she was in the gym, and the teacher was covering the kids with gym mats.
He's now a semi-retired electrical engineer at the Federal Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Washington State. For years, he made monitoring sensors for missiles. He says it's all the same military concept as boots on the ground, eyes in the sky.
Boots on the ground, that's like our little sensor system setting there. And then eyes in the sky, the sensor system integrates in with cameras.
Scorpik got the idea to apply that principle to schools after his grandkids' lockdown and after Sandy Hook. It's not the first or only gunfire locator system. Most are developed for outdoor use by police departments. Artesia Public Schools plans to put in the detector systems in 6 more of its schools before classes start again in the fall. And since the Parkland shooting, Eagle Technology says it's gotten phone calls and emails from other districts and states. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.